We continue to pray across America. Today we cover New Mexico and Utah. So Father, we thank you for New Mexico's capital, Santa Fe, and we pray for the 2.1 million people there to come to know Jesus or be bold in their faith in sharing it. We thank you that the state attained its statehood in 1912, becoming the 47th state to join the Union. It is the hot air ballooning capital of the world, and we're grateful for it. It is so beautiful to see, home to 23 Native American tribes, including the Navajo, the largest Native American reservation. So we lift up that First Nation of Navajos and all the other American tribes and pray that people will be able to reach them with the gospel and they would receive it. We thank you that Microsoft was founded there and that the state ranks, we pray for the state, it ranks first in alcohol-related deaths. So we pray, God, that you will bring people into that state to help them see that number change and get less by the Celebrate Recovery, by people coming to know Christ and being set free. We thank you that it's 1/3 of the population speaks Spanish, so we pray for many Spanish churches to pop up and that we are grateful that they produce perlite that helps in insulation and gardening. Father, as we strive to glorify you among the nations, we seek you with humble hearts in all generations, asking you to help us in turning away from evil and to do good. We lift up our voice with praise and thanksgiving because your ears are toward our cry. It is great comfort and encouragement to know your face is against those who do evil. But when the righteous cry for help, you hear and deliver us out of all our troubles. You are near to the brokenhearted and you save the crushed in spirit. We magnify you, Lord, and exalt your name together. As we look to you, we are radiant. Our faces are never ashamed. We pray all these things to you in the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for Utah, the beautiful state of Utah. We thank you for the capital, Salt Lake City, and we pray for the almost 3 million people that live there. We pray for them to come to know the Lord, to come away from Mormonism and be set free from the parts of it that are not true. We pray they come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We join and agree with you, Lord, in the Lord's Prayer and asking for unity in Jesus the Christ among all the people in Utah. Father, cause the people in Utah to believe in Jesus, who is a true God, King, and Christ. Father, as you are in Jesus and Jesus in you, let it be your will that all the people in Utah also be in you, so that the world may continue to see and believe that you, Abba Father, sent Jesus, our Christ. Father, cause the people in Utah to accept and submit to Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for that it became a state in 1896 and the 45th to join the Union. And in that same year, 1896, Martha Hughes Cannon was the first woman senator elected. We thank you for that to have happened. It's also the first state to have a law setting a standard at the legal blood alcohol content for drivers. It has the highest birth rate, the highest literacy rate. The first artificial heart was created there, and so was the first electric light, traffic light. And we are thankful, Father, that it is the leader in the defense system and aerospace technology because of its vast expanses of desert. So we speak, Jesus, you are Lord of New Mexico, and you are Lord of Utah.